Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
So this is another story that involves timing and timing basics. So in this tale, I remember actually the money partner for a real estate expert doing a joint venture is overqualified. So the money partner has a $95,000 income. The property is rented out for positive cash flow. Beacon score of 795. Excellent credit references and good TDS and other credit ratios. Everything is perfect. So this looks like a slam dunk. Typically, what would you say? Maybe a couple of weeks to get financing? Although I understand from other realtors and brokers that it's busy in the marketplace now and asking for 2 weeks might not get you 2 weeks. Anyway, it looks pretty good. First thing that comes up is the money partner has not filed their tax return for the year, so that has to get filed. Shows a $10,000 tax bill payable. The bank says that has to be paid before we'll accept this year's NOA. It's fine. That bill gets paid. Next, our member is buying in her maiden name. And some of the information is in the married name. So they want a marriage certificate. Can't find it. Got to work through that and get a statutory declaration of identity. It's not too bad. It was pretty good, actually. Took a little bit of time. But we're up past the 2 weeks now, and then the lender says, well, what are these two items on your tax return? You got a big income item here and another big income item here. And how long you had those? 5 years. Well, what are they? So the money partner had to go into a long explanation of some debenture income that she had and another one where she was kind of a sideline partner in a corporate joint venture. Not easy to explain to the lender. Great income items and solid for the money partner, but the bank went, poke, 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 we don't understand those. What are they? This money partner had also helped a family member buy a property who couldn't qualify for a mortgage. Family member was making all the payments, but the payment came out of money partner's account, and all the bank could see was a payment coming out of an account with no revenue coming in to match up against it. So all of these things, in the end, took 5 weeks for this super qualified money partner to actually get a mortgage. And then another 10 days for the lender to instruct. Unbelievable. I mean, this looks like such a slam dunk. So, and the last thing was, here's the other part. Go off to the lawyer to sign the documentation, and the money partner goes, you know what? The interest rate is wrong and the term is wrong. And the lawyer goes, not me. The lawyer goes, that's not right. Made a note. We'll fix that. Money partner also emails the secretary to say, I met with the lawyer and there's a couple little errors. I know you guys are going to fix it. Guess what? They don't fix it. They don't fix it. And now the lender, which is ATB in this case, wants to just, they sent along a little printout of a ledger card with an arrow towards the changed interest rate. And that was their amendment to this set of documents that moved it from what it wasn't to what it was supposed to be. When I make a frickin' error in preparing a mortgage, they make me do a mortgage amending agreement and register it on title. They want to send a hand-scrawled little arrow. Anyway, the money partner is unhappy. The money partner is unhappy. So what do we learn out of this one? You know, weak applicants, strong applicants, middle-of-the-road applicants, stuff happens. Stuff happens. You have to give yourself enough time to do things. Our brokers believe, and I think it's true, that if you get yourself pre-approved, then perhaps you work your way through all of these things. If you stick with a broker, then for the next home, perhaps they have everything in their file and you don't have to do this on the next property that you buy. But pre-approval is really good. Also, pre-approval can allow you to hopefully shorten down your financing condition when you write offers. You can write it for 7 days or 10 days. You can call it 7 business days or 10 business days, which, you know, adds weekends in there and effectively gives you back a couple of weeks. So that's a couple things you can do. And in terms of signing the right paperwork, ask for some advance information. I mean, typically with your broker, you would sign a commitment letter. Some brokers send along a summary of what the mortgage is that they've given you. Take that to the meeting when you're signing documentation and look over the first couple of pages of the mortgage and the first couple of pages of whatever anybody's giving you, because that's typically where all the numbers are and typically where the mistakes show up. You know, stuff happens, folks. It's your file, it's your home, it's your new mortgage. It's your responsibility to read and understand and see that things are all okay. So, yet again, to summarize, timeshares are not real estate investments, and timing, giving yourself enough time to work your way through what can come up, because even when you're super qualified, stuff happens. So give yourself enough time.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.